Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. This message, I was wanted to record it almost close to a month ago, but I was so reluctant. But only for sabilillah, I'm going to record it. But before we start, imagine only one sister send me a message, tell me please, send us messages. Only one. From all of you, one inquire about the messages, and she said, I want it. Anyway, I'm doing this only for Allah. I was talking to one sister a few minutes ago, and she asked me about this condition, and the condition why people fall down so quick after Allah give them hidayah, and what going on, and the relationship between that and the end of time. I tell her, which is nothing new, hidayah is very high, very high. But what happened to us? I was looking to one photo of one sister, I love her for Allah, and her face sad, weak, fatigue, defeated, empty. I said, Subhanallah, I know this sister. Her face used to be bubbly, used to be happy, used to be full of iman, her eyes shiny of iman. What happened? What happened to us? I will explain to you. I met another many young people. I want to get married, I want family, I want house, I want this, I want... But they are thinking. I was looking at them and thinking, what is he doing to develop themselves? I remember when I was young, I spent a lot of time with different elder, learning from them. Like I was listening to a sheikh yesterday, and he was repeating. He said, we learn knowledge in a year, and we learning the adab of seeking knowledge in 10 years. We seeking knowledge in a year, but we seeking the adab of the knowledge in 10 years. This is a metaphor about the importance of seeking the adab before knowledge. And now, I meet these young people who want to get married. And they get married. They want a child. They get a child. But subhanAllah, they refuse to grow. They refuse to learn. They refuse to seek knowledge, and they want to bring their own child. How? Again, when I was young, people who know me or I know them, we used to seek the companion of any elder has goodness, male or female, just to make sure we gain some goodness from them. Today, nobody value that. Nobody value that. Now, let me tell you what happening of this tiny example, which is nothing new. Go to verse 165, Al-Baqarah. You will understand. What happened if you love and you devoted and your loyalty, I call it, forgive me, to a piece of meat. Call a man, call a woman, call a child, instead of Allah. What happened if I have this crazy obsession? What happened if my relationship between me and my Lord have no ikhlas? What happened if my relationship between me and my children or my spouse has no ikhlas? This is the truth. And let me give you bad news. You find a woman running a man after a man and with the intention to give him guidance. It will never happen. This is a disgrace from Allah to you, and Allah will not guide him by you because your intention is not pure. Or the otherwise, a man running after a woman with the intention to give her da'wah, it will not work. Or I'm doing the utmost for my children, even if I see the door is closed, and I'm not working in myself and make dua for myself and develop my relationship with Allah, because Allah, He guide whom He want, and He, Allah will not guide whom I love. No. No way. There's a Quran. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتُ. You cannot guide whom you love, but Allah, He'll guide whom He want. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, message is very simple. Ikhlas. Ikhlas in everything. You remember those who watch episode Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu? Once in a while, Umar ibn Khattab will scream to someone. He said, this word you do not mean with it the face of Allah, meaning you have no ikhlas. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, please go back. Let's go back and make sajda to Allah and check our loyalty, our faith, our love, our devotion, our relationship, our purpose, everything, and question it. Is this for Allah, or it is for me and my nafs tinted for sabilillah? Listen to me carefully. Tinted for sabilillah. You want to know? Look to the result. If you have ikhlas, Allah will put barakah in your action. If you have no ikhlas, Allah will not give you the fruit and the crops of your action. And you keep running, and making a lot of effort, but no crops. Just satisfied your nafs and waiting for people to wave finger and tell you how good you are instead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the opposite. If you have ikhlas, Allah will give you a certain feeling in your heart, certain tranquility, certain sakina, tuma'nina, rida. This will allow you to not care about nothing except Allah. May Allah give us ikhlas in the seen and unseen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to have our iman alive and save our iman. Because in the end of time, I'm repeating myself. Iman will be doing insilakh, will be removed from the person. You wake up one day, iman is gone. Iman is gone. You try to run after, you cannot find it. May Allah forgive me. We live in it big time. Why? Why Allah will take my iman away? When my iman, my relationship with Allah, and the value of hidayah and good deed go down. And now I am showing astaghfirullah al-azim to Allah is my loyalty, my devotion, my love, my everything for a piece of meat. Imagine, Allah will disgrace me of this piece of meat. Remember me, dunya and akhirah, and I will never have success, never. And wasting my time, and wasting my life, wasting my love, wasting my soul, wasting my thought, wasting my feeling, for what? To try to please a piece of meat, or call care about him. No, no. Whoever Allah guide, nobody misguide. And whoever Allah misguide, nobody can guide. Wake up big time. We do our effort, we try, and the rest in the hand of Allah. But I cannot be completely running and slave after someone with the intention I'm giving them da'wah. Wake up big time. Wake up big time. Ikhlas is so beautiful. And when you have ikhlas, Allah will give you wisdom, basira, nur, hidayah, tawfiq, ability, strength, elevation, tranquility, rida, shukr. Remember Allah. And most of all, He will guard your iman. Allah will guard your iman and will increase it, huda. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those who Allah guard their iman and increase their huda, their hidayah. Not among those Allah can snatch their iman and running away from them. And they will not get it. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah allow this message to reach my heart first and benefit from it, and reach your heart and soul and wake you up and benefit from it before it's too late. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And by the way, another message I was wanted to say it. Something I see it so ugly. How we become having too many faces in the front of certain people? We have so beautiful manner and professional and talk so beautifully. But it's not true. It's not true. And I'm bankrupt inside. Again, what it means? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make you deceive yourself and be a deceiver to yourself and other, and make you live a fake life. Fake. And this is why when we get together and we get married, the reality of me and you show up. May Allah save us and not make us fake and make us real, inshallah. Please wake up big time, and always when you talk, when you behave, ask yourself, is me one person or too many? Is me one face or too many face? Or me really belong to Allah or just a make-believe? Meaning I'm a hypocrite, wal'ayzu billah. Wake up big time. May Allah make this message to wake me up and wake you up before it's too late. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.